This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Heidi, heidi, ho! It's Wednesday, November the 20th. It really is.
Two-thirds of the month gonzo now as we face the final fortunes of November with Thanksgiving a week from tomorrow. Hooray for that. For those of you who love to start the celebrating, I'm not sure whether Thanksgiving is the real mark of celebrating or Black Friday, which seemed to have started in July. I saw an ad last night for a car dealership. 20% off on Black Friday, which you can get on next Tuesday and all of that stuff. So I don't know, people get wrapped up in all of that stuff. We're wrapped up in lots of different things here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and all of you with a question for the candidates. First, though, I think we ought to get an update, maybe a little on the impeachment. Not a whole lot of happening. I did see somebody predict that this guy, Nick Ackerman, who was a Watergate prosecutor, you know who he is, ladies, you ever heard of him?
Mm-mm.
Says
Mm-mm.
that the impeachment inquiry against Mr. Trump will prove pivotal this week. Ooh la la. So is there anything that seems to be coming, a cat coming out of a bag there, Jennifer, or what?
I think, again, it depends on it. The question is it moving the needle? And I don't know that it really is, because you've had evidence that
needle?
Has come out.
Which needle are we talking about? The needle for people?
Public opinion.
Rating,
I think
public opinion, nah.
Yeah, Democrats have a tough hill to climb. They have to present the burden of proof, right? They have to show people that it's more than they expected and that they need to support impeachment to move forward. I don't know that that's happening. I think a lot of people are actually becoming kind of bored with the process, and the testimony is taking a long time. Yesterday, things started at 6 a.m. on the West Coast, 9 a.m. on the East Coast, and wrapped up about the same time in the evening. So it was a 12-hour day of testimony with two witnesses appearing in the morning and two witnesses appearing in the afternoon. They had a break in between, but not very long. I mean, this is really, you really have to be dedicated if you want to follow all of this stuff. And today, there's going to be another couple of witnesses there'll be two different sessions, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, but probably one of the most, I guess, anticipated people will be testifying. Gordon Sondland is the ambassador to the European Union, and he's the one that testifies today in what people are saying could be one of the most consequential testimonies of this impeachment inquiry so far. Now, Democrats think that he is a co-conspirator, almost an agent of this scheme that they're trying to convince the Americans that was carried out. So he will be grilled quite heavily by Democrats. Republicans are going to kind of go out against him in some ways, trying to say, hey, look, were you in on this plan? Was there a plan? One of the things that all the witnesses said yesterday, regardless of whether or not they had favorable things to say about the president or the phone call, is that there was no bribery, there was no extortion, and all four of the witnesses that testify shared that same thought. That's going to be hard for Democrats to overcome. Now, you also had some moments for Democrats where they said, was this appropriate? Did you feel uncomfortable? All of them said that it was kind of uncomfortable and it didn't feel right, depending on the witnesses, the extent of it. I thought what I took away is that when we're looking for whistleblowers, and we heard about one whistleblower and a second whistleblower, I thought it was pretty clear that Lieutenant Colonel Vindman was probably the second whistleblower up there yesterday. He was one of the first people to testify. And he was asked, actually, by Republicans if he had spoken to the whistleblower, if he knew who the whistleblower was, and he was dodging those questions pretty heavily until Adam Schiff told the Republicans to stop asking him those questions. So it's day number four, and
okay,
we'll see. This is supposed to be the big one.
Yeah. Nonsense. Okay, so I came across something that is applicable here to what's going on It wasn't an impeachment inquiry, but it was looking back at the Warren Commission. You're all familiar with the Warren Commission, right? You remember it was supposed to probe into who and how John F. Kennedy was killed. And as I look back, I had some notes from, and I don't know, it's very interesting, some of the stuff that I keep and why I keep it. But I came across the statement that was issued at the end when the commission actually issued its report. And it said, quote, "There can be no final verdict because there was no real proof positive available of who killed JFK." So if you take that and apply it to what's going on, to what Jennifer just said, that there is really no proof positive here. I'm not an apologist for Trump. I'm kind of interested in the American people and the American way of life and the American government and lots of things that add up to us having a better life. This whole thing isn't going to, and hasn't to this point, will it do more to make our lives better? No. But I looked at the interpretation, going back to the Warren Commission for a minute, that before the report was written, the commission negated its own work because members of the commission were saying that the information was only partially compiled. It looked like they had the ability to hang what was going on one individual, made it easy. And so the information at the end of the Warren Commission, there was a moratorium placed on other information because we were told by the government the nation's security would be jeopardized if reports that were unavailable to the public were made public, at least in our lifetime. So think about that as you look into the probe of this sort of thing and how much cloak and dagger stuff is going on, witnesses. Some are public and some are private. And you think about how this is kind of the way we have such an imperfect, we think we have such, when we do, we have sort of a better situation here than most countries, or maybe you can say, depending on what the category is, that we're better off here than any other country on the planet. That's certainly what a lot of us think. But the imperfections certainly show the blemishes, the warts, the molds. The scars show in their entirety here because we have not a good, we don't have good leaders. We just don't. And so these people who want the spotlight, who want attention, who want for whatever their own personal reasons to do what they're doing, are doing a complete disservice, as far as I'm concerned, to the country. So let's move on, if we may, for a few minutes into the candidate pool. Because we're looking at some people that may be the next president, maybe will succeed Mr. Trump. So I guess I was thinking, I said, I don't know if I said it on the air or off the air to you, all three of you, if you had the ability to question a candidate, what candidate would you like to question, and what's the question you'd like to ask? I don't know, Victoria, let's start with you. The question for a candidate that is there, or maybe even that you wish was there, what would you ask this person?
Well, I think everyone would probably want to know, whoever, whatever president it is going in who's new, I think everyone wants to know, what are you going to do on day one? What are your priorities? What's the first thing that you want to have accomplished with your name on it?
Mm-hmm. And what would you like to see? Would you like to pick one person and say to that person, if you could, this is what I'd like to see.
I'd ask Joe Biden. Yeah, I'd ask Joe Biden that because he and I agreed with a lot of the Obama environmental policies.
Yeah, right,
and a lot of that has been rolled, almost all of that has been rolled back, and I have completely disagreed with it. And so I'd like to know if the environment is on his mind day one and what he plans to do about it.
Excuse me. What happens, though, if he dodges your question or gives a non-answer, or is evasive or vague or downright just kind of eager to avoid the question?
I don't think he would be on the environment,
no,
truthfully.
Maybe. No, I don't think, probably not on the environment. All right, Kara, how about you? Well, you had a question. One, you pick a candidate and ask that person one question. What do you ask? And to whom?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Well, what's most important to you as an American voter now, this year, next year?
I guess, see, this is something that doesn't seem to be on the mind of a lot of politicians when they actually run. It's never a platform that people talk about, but it's something that goes back through our whole history that we see pop up every year. And this is, when are people going to crack down on domestic violence and sexual assault? across campuses, across, yep. Just, I mean, like, when are people actually going to be punished for those things? Yep. And that's kind of one of my big issues, and I think it's one of my big issues because it never seems to change. And mm-hmm. we see people going to jail for minor marijuana crimes and stuff like that.
And getting 10 years of sentencing, things like that, crazy stuff.
You know,
so who are you going to ask that question to?
I don't know, maybe I'd ask Elizabeth Warren to see if she has any feelings about it. Mm-hmm. I guess I'd like to know honestly what
that would be this summer, because all of them are not trying to present themselves to be tough on crime. So that would actually be a stumping question, I think, Carrie. You could actually, with that question, maybe ruin somebody's presidential campaign.
Well, it would be interesting because maybe I think they're trying to maybe not be tough on crime when it comes to things like marijuana.
Reforming, yeah.
Things. Yep. But I also think that...
Here's the deal in California. In California, where it obviously very far left policy rules the day, I have told you the guys this before. They passed and got behind heavily passing Proposition 47 and 57, which reclassifies rape that happens on a date as a misdemeanor, not a felony. So
that's a good one for Kamala Harris, right? That's a good question.
The far left is reclassifying.
WTF, Kamala?
Stuff.
That would be my question.
Right. Yeah. It just under the circumstance. It really is asking questions. All right, so Jennifer, you're in a catbird seat. What worries you at night when you go to bed? What do you think about? What would your, thinking about children that you're around, if you have children, what do you ask the candidate?
What worries me in California is what you're going to do about immigration. And the answer, I think, would be nothing for most of the major Democrats. No. But I'd also ask the question, what can you do that's going to improve the economy today? Because I don't think that any of them have a plan that can make the economy better than Trump has made it in the last couple of years. And I'd ask that to any of the front runners.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
If you don't like what's happening and you think that the middle class is left behind, then what are you going to do when you take office that's going to make it better immediately? And I don't know that anybody would be able to answer that.
Andrew Yang would have an answer. It's not one that most people like, but he'd probably have his hand straight up in the air saying, well, that's exactly why he believes in that guaranteed income thing. And that would be his answer. I don't personally think that that's a good idea, and I don't think it would work at all. And it's been tried in some Scandinavian countries
and in parts of Italy.
Yeah. It's a disaster. It doesn't work.
Yeah, they do, like, in Modesto, I think they did a guaranteed income, or Stockton, one of the, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
This doesn't work. Okay, well, there's some food for thought, and a lot of people listening are thinking, okay, I'd ask a question like this of one of the candidates. That's it. The president's going to buy a Super Bowl ad. Did you know that? Super Bowl in February.
We can't even have Super Bowl ads that aren't political.
5.3. The price yesterday went to $5.3 million for a 30-second spot in the Super Bowl, up from 5.1 last week. That's how much demand there is, and part of it caused by the president's committee trying to find out how much it would cost to buy a spot, so they jacked up the rate. Although they're supposed to charge the lowest rate for political advertising, radio and television is supposed to. It would be interesting to see how all that gets interpreted, but I thought you'd get a kick out of that. Here's something to think about when it comes to the dreams you had. I said, what would you be thinking about when you go to bed? I want to think about the sheets that I'm on. I want to think about the pillows that are under my head. I want to think about the shower I just had and how the towels that I have, some of them that are beautiful and embroidered and stuff, but they don't dry me. I want dry towels, and you can get them now. The new towel pack from MyPillow. That's 100% USA cotton, 100% manufactured in the USA. No problems here. The only thing is, how many do you buy? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special tab, get 30% off the towels using DJV, the code DJV. Lots of great radio specials up to 2/3 off. Check them all out, MyPillow.com, using the promo code DJV.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Obviously, it's Dolly.
I beg Mama pretty please, from the wish book order me a pair of red shoes for my feet. So, Mama dear, through the years I've thought about Aunt Lucy's love and
Dolly talking about her tattoos as she was, remember all the praises that went her name. Dolly and her co-host Carrie Underwood, Reba, they had some outfit changes. Dolly always returned to the stage wearing her long sleeves. So she was on Good Morning America, and during the interview, she said that she had some tattoos hidden under those long sleeves. Quote, I got them to cover scars, or things like that. If I get a scar for any reason, I never can kind of get rid of that purple look. So I thought, well, I'm going to kind of decorate these with some flowers or butterflies or whatever. Butterflies actually represent her theme park. That's Dollywood, and she wrote one of her early hits about butterflies. Is this the song? Love is like a butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a nice song. I like this song.
Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings and flies.
The butterflies tell stories about me getting lost in the woods, getting in trouble chasing the butterflies. I wrote a song called Love is Like a Butterfly. Became a big hit. This isn't the first time she's been asked about the tattoos. Jay Leno was the first to publicly point them out, and there was one back, what, 99, when she was on his show. Johnny Carson used to refer to her physique. That's what he always concentrated on. Dolly admitted to having an angel and a butterfly when she talked to Jay Leno. Larry King got her to open up a bit more in 2016. She explained that the tattoos cover scarring that never fully fades on her fair skin. They're called keloids, raised scars that often result from surgery or injury. They tend to grow bigger and larger than the wound that caused them. They're not tattoos, and they're for big statements, she said. She started having pastel things done, and she splattered them here and there, but she assured him that she wouldn't be a biker chick or anything like that. Isn't it interesting that people would be so intrigued with something like that? I find it interesting that...
I think people wouldn't assume that Dolly Parton would have multiple tattoos.
Right.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like there's a little more to this and to the tattoos.
Maybe.
Yeah, she referenced in that Robin Roberts interview the night before the CMAs, she went pretty deep into her depression and how bad it was for a while that no one knew about it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if maybe she wasn't doing some self-harming and that's maybe the result of the scars.
Well, tattoos are that sort of thing as well. That they really, you know, self-harm.
No. All right. No, that's totally not what I'm talking about. No.
No, I understand that. I'm making a comment. The tattoos, are also into self-harm.
That's totally not true, because I have two tattoos, and I've never cut myself once. That's a totally different
mental
disorder, is what I'm saying.
I have the experience that brings me to another conclusion. All right, so here we have Garth Brooks up next. Fans looking forward to the premiere of a two-part biography called The Road I'm On, on the A&E Network. A couple of weeks before part one premieres, Brooks celebrated the upcoming bio kickoff event in New York, which featured a special Q&A back again on Good Morning America about the documentary. Brooks says that he didn't know who was going to be in the documentary or what they were going to be asked. Most pleasant surprise is his ex-wife, Sandy Moff. So how many times? You've been married three times? This woman?
Garth? Just twice, I think. Sandy was the first one. He was married to her for a long time. She's the mother of his kids, and then Trisha.
Oh, I thought there was somebody else in there for some reason.
I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I only know of two.
He said he was stunned how great she came off and things that she said about her children and about our life on the road. He later said there were things she was telling me I didn't hear until this biography. We just saw her Saturday, and I think I hugged her harder than I ever have, because now I know things that either I didn't hear or things that she can now say. So, that's an interesting reality, isn't it? When you get right down to it, what you don't know or what you don't hear from the person that you were first with. I think that's, I've found that to be the case in my own reality. He says, Brooks said, George Strait's the reason why I do this. So hearing George Strait saying, I took notice of him when I heard Friends in Low Places, hell of a song, and he sang the hell out of it. That's the sweetest thing on the planet. That's the reason I'm in country music. So that's the story. Garth Brooks on the A&E documentary at 29 after the hour.
She wasn't quite the angel.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. ambassador to the European Union will testify at today's House impeachment hearing. Gordon Sondland was in charge of overseeing Ukraine policy. The House Intelligence Committee will also hear from Laura Cooper, a senior Defense Department official, and David Hale of the State Department. Yesterday, Republicans were pressing Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman about who he spoke to after monitoring President Trump's July phone call with the Ukrainian president, and it prompted the panel chairman, Democrat Adam Schiff, to step in and say,
I want to make sure that there's no effort to out the whistleblower through the use of these proceedings.
The Taliban was the deadliest terror group on the planet last year. The latest Global Terrorism Index just released this morning, finding that the Afghanistan-based group killed more people than ISIS, most of those deaths in Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
On the Wednesday, November 20th program, this is the one and only DJV program, because we're all one and only. Jennifer Horn, the one, the only Jennifer Horn, the one, the only Victoria Keelan, the one, the only Kara Schillen, and certainly the one and only Doug Steffen. How are all of us, all of you, doing today? The situation, a couple of people items in the news. Victoria, the guards that were charged with conspiracy when it came to Mr. Epstein, there isn't anybody that has any common sense at all that doesn't think this was an inside job, right? So what do they have on these? Are these people,
this doesn't prove that it was an inside job. It proves that these two guards weren't doing what they were hired to do.
They were supposed to.
They both were facing federal charges of conspiracy and falsifying records, and they were found guilty of both. And they failed to check on Jeffrey Epstein for hours on August 10th, despite being required to do it every 30 minutes. Prosecutors say that the guards spent their time shopping online and sleeping, and the indictment states that video evidence shows that no one else entered the wing the night that Epstein hanged himself. And so essentially what they did, they falsified the record saying that they had checked on him. And I guess they would have just probably lost their jobs had they not done that. But the fact that there was conspiracy and then falsifying records involved, so they get sentenced.
So what's the conspiracy then? What would the conspiracy be?
Conspiracy charges can mean a lot of different things, so I don't know if it's conspiracy to, because he was on, I don't know, was he on suicide watch at that point? Are they taking him off?
No,
of it?
They had taken off, but he was on the week before, So maybe conspiracy to let him hang himself, because they, you know, obviously you're supposed to be keeping an eye on a person in that situation, let him off himself.
So we don't, is this proof that there wasn't anybody else involved? Is that ironclad because the videos don't show?
No, the video doesn't.
In fact,
The video doesn't even show that part of his cell, I think, right? It didn't have anything in the cell.
The video camera was conveniently broken or moved to a different direction or something like that. In fact, I would say, as a conspiracy theorist in this particular case, that those guards were online shopping with the money that was given to them to not check on Jeffrey Epstein that night.
Could be.
Yeah. All right, well, what do you all think? It's a reflective kind of a question. What do you think about WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange no longer being under investigation on the rape allegations in Sweden? What do you think of that? The prosecutor
said...
that's
a strange one, because that's happened before. Remember, they had the charges, they cleared him of the charges, and then just recently they brought the charges back again, and now
they're dismissing him again.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
the
statute of limitations, I guess, keeps running out, or then they come up with something else. It's weird. I didn't think they were really going to get him on that anyway. He was most likely... Well, they already got him in Britain, so he's got 50 weeks, right, over there, and then he could be extradited to the U.S.
to
and face
country.
Charges here. Yeah. So that's
Do you want to see him pay? Is he going? Do you think he should pay a penalty for having done what he's done? He could go to jail for 175 years if he was convicted of everything.
I'd like to see a trial. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And would it be a fair trial? Is the question.
I think he would have a hard time getting a fair trial. But I've always said all along, well, I think there's a rule of, like, room for whistleblowers and for people to give this information. The fact that he actually harmed national security while doing it, that's treasonous. So I think he should have to stand
now,
trial
does he?
For it.
Do we put him in the same category as Edward Snowden?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, he's worse. Although I think some of the things that he did were helpful. Both of them were helpful more than not. But Assange,
I agree with you. It's like some of it was helpful, and that's why this is such a gray area. Some
it's
of
hard.
It was helpful,
yeah.
But you can't release. I mean, you could probably have the same desired effect without releasing.
I think my issue is
secrets
with Assange's intention. Like sometimes I look at them and I wonder what their intention was and what their intention is afterwards. And I feel like
self-serving.
Assange is very self-serving, and he's released more stuff
and
afterwards.
Snowden does not care.
I
think he is now.
Yeah.
I think maybe at the time he thought he was doing the right thing, but I think he's turned it into a
I think he was
brand.
An arrogant, smart person. He was an arrogant, smart person who wanted to see how far he could push to see what he could get. And he revealed that to us when he's like, I went and saw if there were aliens. I went and saw, I mean, he's one of these really smart people with no human skills that just wanted to keep pushing and pushing and pushing, probably because it made him feel good that he was accomplishing something.
I do love that he looked for aliens, though. I really do. I love that he answered that question
it.
So thoroughly.
You just described Stephen Hawking's. In my mind, with what you just said, Jennifer, it's
Stephen Hawking was a horrible person. He was a horrible person. Was he brilliant? Yes. Was he a jerk? Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Here's the story of another man in the news, Douglas Haig, from Mesa, Arizona.
This guy
sold ammunition to the. Well, you want to tell the story? Go ahead, Victoria.
I didn't even really follow this until this came up yesterday, and this just turned.
Jennifer, you'll be interested in this. Yeah. Yeah.
So this guy's from Arizona. He's the one who sold the ammunition to the shooter in Las Vegas who killed 58 people. What this guy did was he is from Mesa, Arizona. He made this ammunition without a license. And he came under investigation first because he made armor-piercing bullets. So these are basically cop-killer bullets, that style of
720
bullet.
Rounds of this.
720 rounds
bullets.
That he sold to Stephen Paddock. Yeah. This absolutely
makes me
sick.
So what does he get? What do we get? What does this guy get? Go down
the river. Get this. It's a maximum of 5 years in prison. And well, we just mentioned people who have marijuana charges for 10, 20, 30 years in jail.
Pretty damnable, isn't it, huh, when you get right down to it and the attention.
It's pathetic. Why did he think he was making those bullets, by the way? Do we know that?
But well, other, do you mean, are you suggesting he's making them or was making them for other people besides this guy?
No, I'm suggesting, did he know what this guy was going to do
with
them?
Do with
he know what the plan was?
They,
but does anyone who needs
intense,
seven... But does anyone who needs 720 rounds of ammunition,
that's
he,
what I'm
are they
going to
do anything good?
So the reason I'm asking that question is, couldn't they get him on conspiracy?
I would have thought so.
Being an accessory to that?
And 5 years isn't enough for a guy like that and under that circumstance, under any circumstance, actually.
Couldn't they pump him for information as to what the guy was doing and his motivation? That's what I would
learn something from it,
Forget the action of making the bullets. Let's talk about what he knows.
Yeah. All right, today is Future Teachers of America Day. Boy, do I have some thoughts about this. I've been thinking, I don't know whether this is the place for it. Would you remind me, Victoria, later on to talk about this? Because I have some, I wouldn't really have time to dig into some things that I've been thinking about teachers and what goes on in schools and what we have in store for children. Some children, there are some children getting a great education, some being left behind, and I was thinking about this, and this is a perfect time to talk about some of those things. But for right now, let's just celebrate. It's annually done on this day. Future Teachers of America Day was created to celebrate just how great teachers are. I think I would put a bracket around how great some teachers are. As sponsored by the Future Teachers of America, the organization helps future educators prepare for the classroom, become a part of a professional community. Through mentorship teaching opportunities, they help teach the teachers hone their skills, become better educators. So it is, I think we ought to be encouraging more teachers. But I say this as I say about policemen. I don't know if we need fewer of them, but they certainly need to be better trained in many areas and better paid in pretty much all areas. You look down south, someplace in Mississippi, even seasoned teachers are lucky to be making what do they call that level of, not the poverty level, but the, what's that, what's the, there's a phrase or term for what people make, the minimum income, I guess the minimum income, that below that you're in the poverty zone, and I think it's now about $48,000 a year. Some teachers after 30 some odd years don't even make, they come close to that. That's just disgusting, frankly. Anyway. So that's it. Future Teacher of America Day. A couple of sports items here. Gronk is going to have a Gronk party. We got some music to test this, but I thought, it's called Gronk Beach. So it's going to be on February 1st next year, the day before the Super Bowl, at North Beach Bandshell in Miami. So he says, nobody knows Super Bowl weekend like me. I may not be playing, but I'm going huge with the debut of my own music festival. So whatever happened, I think, didn't he get a warning from Belichick and from, Kraft, about if he was going to play in that? He sort of laughed at it.
He didn't get a warning. They're the ones who want him to come back. He doesn't give a crap.
Oh, he doesn't care.
No, they're the ones saying, if you want to come back for the playoffs, you've got to come back now. He hasn't been working out in months.
Yeah. He looks like a totally different person. He's lost all of his muscle mass.
He's putting on a music festival. He doesn't care about going back. They're the ones who, are trying to make sure they're going to make it to the Super Bowl. So they want him to come back.
It's interesting. Did you see some of the things from Brady after the game last week? He just seemed very flat and uninspired.
He's depressed. He's not feeling it. He needed Gronk. I'm telling you, they're bosom buddies.
Why is that? Why he's depressed? Because does he think they aren't going to win? Where are they? They're number one, aren't they? In the standings, Patriots? Have they even lost a game?
I don't know.
They've lost a game. Yeah, football.
They did lose a game.
They're still having a good season, though.
Yeah, they're having a great season. All right. Still, while Jennifer's looking that up, people are still talking about this.
Patriots are in first. They won 9 and lost 1. Yeah.
Yeah. Who'd they lose to?
I don't remember.
All right. Good.
Sorry.
This is where you always come, folks, for your sports news. the situation with
Colin. Well, it helps
Colin
when you give us a little prep before you just
Kaepernick
ask these questions.
No, you got to figure it
then we can sound like we don't.
You never know the answers to any of these questions.
Of course I don't.
Yeah.
That's why I asked
who
you.
Who the Patriots be? You live in Massachusetts.
Okay. Well,
Massachusetts.
They lost to the Ravens.
The Ravens is the damn
reason. At the beginning of November.
Well, that's embarrassing.
So, yeah, that is embarrassing.
All right, speaking of embarrassing, the preparations for Colin Kaepernick have come out, at least some of them. The front office executives were trying, they didn't seem to have a logical explanation for this. Yesterday, speculation rampant on what was really the motivation for Roger Goodell to try to get this guy into the focus, and apparently it was because of Jay-Z. Is Jay-Z that important to the NFL these days?
It's not just Jay-Z. Roger Goodell is trying to save face and trying to get a better image for the NFL and trying to be more inclusive and aware, and woke and the whole thing. It's not just Jay-Z. But the reason that they signed Jay-Z to book the halftime show is because there are very few African-American performers who would even entertain the idea of doing it now. And we've already seen with last year's disaster with Maroon 5, it was the most boring show ever. There were a lot of artists that passed on it. Rihanna was one of them. And she said there was no way she would ever do it as long as Colin Kaepernick wasn't given a fair shake. So that's really
kind of
like the
back. But now that he is, everybody should be performing. And now
he's
going to be a gigantic loser.
Well, whatever. As long as he got a fair shake. And that's, who knows if he claims that he did or not. But I think it's moving in that direction that maybe, well, look, now we've got J-Lo and whoever else she'll bring on stage. And so yeah. I think it's moving in that direction. But I think having Jay-Z there was pivotal.
Couple of TV notes before we get to our list of what's on tonight. I noticed Meghan McCain was interviewed about The View, and she said, quote, "It's crazy and chaotic and fun, hard and intense and wonderful," were the words that she
fun?
Used.
Fun? Really? She never
That's
looks
what
like
she
she's
said.
Having fun.
I know she doesn't. You're right about that. She says, "Amazing how many young women I meet that are young conservatives in the middle of the country who are saying to her, 'You're talking for me, give them hell.'" So she said that makes her feel good, and that's why she stays on The View. Okay.
I think that that's an important voice to have, for sure.
Meghan McCain, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, a representation of, if you're a young conservative female, I think representation for everyone is important.
Yep.
And it's when you don't see that on TV, that can be very disheartening.
Yeah. The fans of Friends have a chance to own a piece of the show. Warner Brothers announced that it's going to partner with Prop Story for Giving Tuesday to put on a special Friends anniversary auction. Friends fans can bid on props, costumes, production material, and studio edition authorized reproductions. It'll start on December 3rd, remain open for bidding till the 17th of December. So what do we think of this? Anybody want to buy anything? There's about 100 lots. All 10 seasons of Friends will go on. The items include the orange couch that Ross, his armadillo costume. That kind of
challenge
stuff.
Is probably
going
to go for
stuff?
Thousands.
What'd you say, Jennifer?
It'd be fun to look. I'd love to look through all that stuff. I can't imagine.
Well, there's a pop-up in Boston.
It,
you can go and see it all in Boston. Yeah,
right.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay. Pop-up beginning November 21st, which is tomorrow. Jennifer, tonight on TV, what are we watching?
Well, it's a season finale of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You can catch that on FXX. So that's at 10 o'clock. The big Democrat debate is happening tonight on all the NBC channels, MSNBC particularly. That's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. You can check that out. And then The Masked Singer tonight, brand new, on Fox at 8 o'clock, followed by Almost Family at 9.
All right, that's it. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVoice.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tea Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Here we go, Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here with the Dougster. First up is the Disney Plus lockout. This didn't take long. Mm-mm. So is this hacksterism or what is this?
It is. And it's not Disney's fault, actually. So if you're a Disney Plus customer and you're having trouble logging into your account, there are a lot of people on social media saying that their accounts have been compromised. In some cases, hackers have gained access to thousands of Disney Plus user accounts, and then they're selling them back to the actual owner for anywhere between $3 and $11 per account. And so some people are complaining that hackers lock them out of their accounts online. And Disney issued a statement saying there's no indication of a security breach. Disney Plus said that this is actually user data that's been hacked. Meaning, this is why we say this all the time, and I feel like I'm a broken record, but I have to do this with my mother constantly, so I feel like I have to do this with other people. You can't use the same password for every online account. This is what happens. All a hacker needs to know is one password from one of your online accounts, and if you've reused it anywhere else, they now control your account. So that's what happened here with Disney Plus. People logged in, and they went, oh, this is my favorite password, 123456. And hackers just, they run, they have programs that they run, and they literally put in your password, and then they just hit send, and they see where it pops up everywhere else. They write into the code, they go right in there, and then they find out every other place that you've used that password. And we're really putting ourselves at a very high risk, because think about the information that you need to sign up for a streaming service. You've got your credit card information, you've got your billing address, you've got your full name, you've got your email address. This is information that you do not want to have out there. And now all of these accounts that people say they're locked out, Disney can't do anything. All Disney is recommending is that you call customer service right away. They can do a hard reset on your account from their end, and then you're going to have to start with a new password. Now, Disney also has reminded people to use 3 random but memorable terms or words. So forget about all the, you know, capital letter this and numbers and symbols. Just use 3 different terms. So if you're signing up for Disney Plus, Luke Skywalker rules, sure, you could use that, because that's going to be harder for someone to search through. But just come up with a random but memorable 3-word term, and that will satisfy the length of the what they need for the password. Now, the other thing is, if you do need to do this, and this is what my mom does, write everything down on a piece of paper, keep it in a very safe place if you need to keep track of all of your passwords. One of the cool things is if you want to have Google do it for you, I did this yesterday, this is great. Google's browser has password checkup. It automatically checks all of your saved passwords, and it will tell you if you have any security breaches. It'll alert you if your password has been exposed to a third-party breach, and it will also tell you if your password is being reused across different sites by hackers. So if you have a weak password, it needs to be updated. Now, that on Google, it's called Password Checkup. You can literally Google the term Password Checkup, and it will come right up, and you can download it to your computer. It's free. I would highly recommend that if you use Google Chrome as your search engine. But again, just don't stop using the same password. No good.
Speaking of Google, they're launching a chat feature again. This time it's on a new platform. Let's figure that out.
The Geek Out. Good old chat has for a long time been a weakness for Android. While iPhone users have enjoyed iMessages and all of its features, Android users have had to turn to third-party chat platforms, but then those limit you to other people on the same platform. SMS, the longtime open standard, doesn't allow for sharing large files, media, or access via Wi-Fi, so Google's trying again, rolling out RCS to replace it, but it's going to be a bumpy road. First, RCS doesn't offer end-to-end encryption, and then the 4 major carriers can't even connect to each other via RCS yet. So if you're an Android user, the rollout of RCS is happening now via Google's Messages app. We've posted lots more details on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The Toyota Prius is now available with electronic all-wheel drive, which means it has the highest MPG of any vehicle equipped with all-wheel drive. Visit toyota.com/testmiles to learn more. Prius all-wheel drive e-operates at speeds up to 43 mph based on the U.S. Department of Energy data as of February 13, 2019. Excludes all electric vehicles.
All right, next up, the TV for your dreams. Cheap TV for your dreams, yeah? You want to
I don't know about for your dreams, but if you go to Costco and you want to pick up a flat screen, then Vizio is the brand that Costco has basically made famous and has made the most popular TV in America because it is so cheap. Now, right now, if you want to watch Disney Plus on a Vizio SmartCast TV, you can only do it by really kind of going around the horn. You've got to go through an Apple device with AirPlay. It's a real kind of pain. Now, Vizio has announced that in early December, there's going to be an update, so you'll be able to stream Disney Plus right to your TV through Chromecast, and that is going to make life a lot easier if you have a Vizio and you want to watch Disney Plus.
All right, there you go. Disney Plus in both of our two out of the 3 stories today. 59 past the hour.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.